Random House Audio presents The Death and Life of Great American Cities, 50th Anniversary Edition, with a new introduction by Jason Ebstein and a foreword by the author, Jane Jacobs. Read for you by Donna Rollins. Jane Jacobs. Jane Jacobs was born on May 4, 1916, in Scranton, Pennsylvania. Her father was a physician, and her mother taught school and worked as a nurse. After high school, and a year spent as a reporter on the Scranton Tribune, Jacobs went to New York, where she found a succession of jobs as a stenographer and wrote freelance articles about the city's many working districts, which fascinated her. In 1952, after a number of writing and editing jobs ranging in subject matter from metallurgy to a geography of the United States for foreign readers, she became an associate editor of Architectural Forum. She was becoming increasingly skeptical of conventional planning beliefs as she noticed that the city rebuilding projects she was assigned to write about seemed neither safe, interesting, alive, nor good economics for cities once the projects were built and in operation. She gave a speech to that effect at Harvard in 1956, and this led to an article in Fortune magazine entitled "Downtown is for People," which in turn led to the death and life of great American cities. The book was published in 1961 and produced permanent changes in the debate over urban renewal and the future of cities. In opposition to the kind of large-scale bulldozing government intervention and city planning associated with Robert Moses and with federal slum clearing projects, Jacobs proposed a renewal from the ground up.